Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the special session in Carson City.
As we tip off this special session, our guest today is Governor Jim Gibbons, and the subject will be the Hank Williams pain song that is Nevada government.
On an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows invites you to attend the biggest party of the year, the 30th Annual Chipino Feed and Auction, Saturday, February 27th at 4 p.m. Get your fill of amazing auction items, good company, and great Chipino. Tickets and tables are available now by calling 331-KIDS.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
Save energy and money. Take control at NVEnergy.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Boys and Girls Club of Truckee Meadows invites you to attend the biggest party of the year, the 30th Annual Chipino Feed and Auction, Saturday, February 27th at 4 p.m. Get your fill of amazing auction items, good company, and great Chipino. Tickets and tables are available now by calling 331-KIDS.
This segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers as we start the special session. We welcome to the program the governor of the great state of Nevada, Jim Gibbons. Pleasure to have you on the program, Sam.
Sam, thank you for having me on your show. Ray, hello, how are you?
Good morning, Governor. I'm doing well, thank
good.
You.
In the Glenn Bulger poll that was released yesterday by the Retail Association of Nevada, it said that the people in Nevada are very angry, and 80% said that we're on the wrong track.
Well, I believe that 80% of Nevadans are very upset. Very upset at the way the state legislature in 2009 not only increased taxes $1 billion, but increased spending $1.1 billion, and now we're paying the price for that. Now the legislature is asking to go back into the pockets of the voters, the taxpayers, the working families of Nevada, and asking for more. This is a time when we have to stand strong and reduce government spending. Public is tired of spending, and never, ever seeing a government program reduced.
Okay, I want to bring up the mining tax deductions that you've talked about.
Right.
It's around $25 million. Everybody on the conservative side says it's a tax. It's a tax increase. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, it's the discussion that we've had is, first of all, we want to make sure that we're not raising the tax rate. We're not increasing. What we're doing is averaging out the deductions that were taken over a period of time, and we're trying to do it over a 20-year time frame, so that there's some consistency in a tax deduction that the mining industry has been able to take advantage of. It's sort of a loophole. What we're doing is closing loopholes in the deductions.
But Chuck Muth, Trey Abney, even your co-chair Ron Connect says it's a tax increase. And that goes against what you've stood for.
You know, I guess anytime you increase the revenue coming from a specific tax, it's going to be a tax increase, whether you broaden the number of people that it's covered under or reduce the amount of loopholes and deductions that mining companies can take advantage of. I don't look at it as a tax increase. I look at it as clarification of what is allowed to be a deduction under the tax code. We're not increasing any tax, and you or anyone else have got to admit that sometimes these people that are on the fringe have an idea that they don't want to see any revenue increase to the state of Nevada.
But, Governor, Ron Connect is your co-chairman. He said that it's an increase. Chuck Muth has been very supportive of you for the most part.
And these are bright guys, but you know what? Tell them to show me where the percentage increase is. Excuse me. I like these guys. They're very smart, very bright, and very supportive. And we just happen to disagree on the terminology here. But I am not increasing taxes.
Governor, similarly, the Democrats and Assembly Leader Barbara Buckley have proposed that the gaming industry fund the enforcement of the Gaming Control Board. It would be $32 million a year that gamers would have to pay more. Are you for this type of fee increase for the gaming industry?
Well, first of all, when you go back and look at these industries, just like Sam had talked about the mining industry has come in and voluntarily said, we agree with this. We are in support of this. We're the ones who are going to be paying for this, and we're agreeing with it. I have not talked to the gaming industry about this proposal, about being sort of self-funded in terms of getting licenses and the applicants through the process, through their own funding system, whether they pay the price or the general fund taxpayer pays that price. I have not talked to them, but I'm reluctant to support anything that isn't brought in with 100% support, and I've always maintained that any fee or any tax that's increased has to have a broad support from the industry that's being applied to.
You mentioned 100% support. Isn't that almost impossible in the gaming industry when you consider we have 260 casinos in our state that gross over 1 million? I mean, all those people never agree. It's like the United Nations.
Well, Ray, something. You know something, and maybe it isn't quite 100%, but it's going to be real close to being unanimous support without a lot of opposition to it. And I've said that. I've maintained that over the time I've been governor. There hasn't been one legislative session that I've ever violated that. It has always been agreed upon by the people, by the industry, before any fee or tax can be raised.
You know, right after your state of the state, it was obvious that you were looking for $50 million from mining. You'll get $25 million from taking away these deductions. Where's the other $25 million come from?
Well, you know, we may not have agreed upon the actual outcome of the deduction change for the mining industry at this point in time. We're still working with them. I'm very proud that they came up and said, we're voluntarily going to come in and tell you that we can change this and it'll make a $25 million. I think they want to have a starting point in their agreement where they end up at the end after they do all this negotiation may be a little different thing.
I've talked to members of your staff this morning, and they have all said that the Democrats and the legislature have not come up with their own plans yet and presented them to you. Is that correct?
Well, that's absolutely correct. We have not seen their plan to solve this budget problem. We're $900 million out of budget because of their spending in the last session. They want to continue their spending. They want to continue to raise taxes. They want to continue that whole problem.
Well, now, in deference, nobody's talking about raising taxes at this point. I mean, the leaders in both houses have said they're not interested in raising taxes.
Well, that isn't what I've read in some of the media, though, Sam. I've read where some of them want to increase fees and taxes. Some of them have even approached us in very many public meetings and asked if they can increase taxes. They may not be saying
it
publicly.
Do you want to name names?
Well, I'm trying to, not set into ice any negotiations that are there. But, you know, it has been the leadership in the legislature. It has been a lot of the county elected officials have come in and asked us to raise taxes. We haven't agreed to that yet.
But are you talking about Stephen Horsford, Senator Horsford? Are you talking about
He's
Speaker
one
Buckle?
Of them. He has been
Despite
one
the
of
fact
them.
That he said that he doesn't want to
Absolutely.
Raise taxes?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. More with the governor of the great state of Nevada when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Big spending, higher taxes, record deficits. Washington is out of control. Sue Loudon has taken on big spending career politicians before, and she'll do it again. A successful businesswoman, Sue Loudon wants big government to get out of the way so small business can invest, innovate, and hire again. Loudon's plan, spend less, borrow less, tax less, and no more bailouts. Sue Loudon for U.S. Senate.
I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Governor Jim Givens.
Governor, of course, in this special session, according to news reports in both Reno and Las Vegas, that they're on the table is a possibility of layoffs for over more than 200 state workers.
Right.
Now, the cities of Reno, Sparks, and Washoe County together, they've laid off almost 200 workers. And I'm wondering what the benefit of this is, because those workers laid off are now eligible for unemployment insurance. So it's like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul on this. How good are these layoffs going to do to help balance the budget?
You know, I don't know what the city and county's problems are that forces them to go directly to layoffs. We have not been filling positions over the last 3 years. And so as we reach those attrition levels where we have to reduce the scope or the size of a government program, and therefore those employees aren't necessarily needed, we look to fill a real critical area with those employees before we will ever consider putting them out on the street. No one wants to lose their job. That was our premise in asking for a 6% pay reduction from across the board, so we did not have to put more people on unemployment. You know, Ray, today we have 140,000 Nevadans that are out of work. If that were a community, a city by itself, it'd be the fourth largest community in the state of Nevada. Our unemployment insurance benefits are flowing out the door. What we need to do is make sure that we provide critical services by the state. If we can move somebody into an unfilled but critical position without having to lay them off at a reduced salary, that's our first goal. We do not want to make any crushing blow to a working family by asking them to find another job.
Okay, Governor, in the 11th hour yesterday, it was reported that the 1.2 7.5% pay cut that teachers were expecting will no longer have to happen, that you found some money to alleviate that issue?
Well, what we're doing is we're moving accounts around to where we can see where the hardest impact is and try to mitigate that impact. And we are trying to make sure that teachers receive fair compensation. You know, they're like everyone else. They have to live in this state just as any other employee does. We're trying to balance out their contract, their contractual agreements with counties and school districts for a pay level. And anything we take away from that then has to be made up by cities and counties. Our agreement was is that we're not going to impact or try not to impact counties and cities with any actions that we take. So by our finding that 1.75, which would bring them up to the standard that state workers, not teachers, but state workers have taken, you know, is sort of just sort of keeping, well, I think it's keeping the faith with a contract that we're not going to be asking them to adjust a contract in
you,
the middle of
you control
contract.
The agenda for the special session.
Well, that's what we think, but the legislature seems to think otherwise.
Well, there were two things that were missing that seem rather important. Why did you omit the race to the top changes and the water ruling that's going to affect water rights all across the state?
Both are critical. Both are going to be in a special session. Both will be legislatively addressed in this special session. We did it only because we felt the call of the session ought to be first focused on balancing the budget for the state of Nevada. That's the number one critical item. We fully intend to deal with the race to the top education issue, and we will put in a resolution, but we've got to have both sound resolutions on those issues. In other words, we've got to have a very finite, defined remedy before you just throw something in there and let them deal with it. Because we've had problems with the discussions about race to the top. Rather, is it going to be in a strict elimination of the rule that was put in place in 2003? Or is it going to be some modification which is unacceptable to the Department of Education?
So in a way, is this a negotiating ploy?
It is a well, I don't call it a ploy. I think it's in negotiation because we want to have a concrete solution before we bring it in. We can always amend the call, and we can bring that in, and that's our plan. But we want to get them focused because right now they're so unfocused, they haven't got a plan in the legislature to deal with the budget. We've got to come together on that.
Okay, let's take a break. More with the governor when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. I'm here at the Story County Public Services Facility with Roger Norman, master developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commission. Let's listen in.
Roger, this county facility that you built this really looks great.
Thank you. The fire, sheriff, and building department will be housed here, which is a real asset to this park.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, we live with your carpets. We don't grab somebody off the street and give them a machine and a map to your house. We send our certified carpet care specialists who've been with us for years to provide state-of-the-art equipment and service. No wonder so many of our customers have been with us for years. We stand behind our work. And while we don't actually live in your home...
Ray, I spilled gravy all over the place.
I'm on it.
To most of our customers, it seems that way. For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Your Toyota dealers are committed to satisfying their customers. So you should know that right now there are still great values on select Toyotas. Like the Toyota Venza, rated best car for the money. Now with 3.9% financing for an amazing 60 months. Or get 3.9% financing for 60 months on the rugged all-new 4Runner. Toyota has been rated the best overall brand value 5 years running. So for a great selection and great value, visit your local Toyota dealer today.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
This segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to continue our conversation as the special session opens here at the great state of Nevada with the governor of the great state of Nevada, Jim Gibbons. State Senator Bill Raggio derided you for not proposing tax repeals. Your relationship with the Senate appears to be deteriorating by the day. If not, Senator Raggio, which Republicans will you work with in the Senate?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm very surprised that Bill Raggio would take that sort of an attitude or a tactic at this point in time. You know, we may not agree.
You kind of attacked him as well.
Well, I'm going to, if that's the attitude he wants to have. I mean, I want to work with all of them. And over the course of the last several months, Sam, we have had every chance for them, including Senator Raggio, including Senator Horsford, and all of the members of the legislature, to come in and see what's going on in the budget. We briefed them time and time again in meetings in my office, here in Carson, in Las Vegas. We've gone over to listen to their ideas. We've worked together through this process, which completely surprises me for Bill Raggio, who never showed up most of the time on a lot of these meetings. And I'm a little taken back by what he said. I don't know how to handle that.
Well, you kind of went after him and Brian Sandoval, who's going to be your opponent in the primary, making comments about Sandoval being Raggio's law partner.
So what does that have to do with the legislature?
I'm just saying that you've got politics and you've got working together, and you're going to need to work with Senator Raggio to get something accomplished.
Well, you know something, you know, Sam, I agree with you 100%. I'm not the one who is out there, you know, behind the scenes, being critical, saying things, as you and I and everyone else knows, occurs. What I want to do is be right up front, deal with these issues, sit down at the table, come to a conclusion. When we have solved the plan, or when we've solved the problems of the state of Nevada, working together, then we can go off and have our political discussions. We can decide on who was right, who was wrong, and where the future lies. All of this interim stuff really serves no one any good. And I've offered and worked, and we've been constantly working with everyone in the legislature. And it doesn't matter whether it's Bill Raggio or Steve Horsford, Barbara Buckley, or Heidi Ganser. We're going to work with them all. They don't have to just be the legislative leadership, because every one of them gets elected with the same vote. Every one of them have the same vote in the legislature. Every one of them needs to be involved in a solution. Every one of them needs to be involved in planning for that solution. We've offered them that. So I'm a little taken back by the comments that I see coming out of there, and I think their comments are purely political.
When you talk about these comments, are you talking about comments specifically from Senator Raggio and Senator Horsford?
All of them, you know, that are designed to be constantly nitpicking at something, or, you know, sort of like scratching at a scab or whatever they're doing over there that they feel is important. Well, to solve their solution.
Governor, one of the things that they're criticizing you about is that, you know, you take this, you suddenly found the money for the teachers, and just a few days ago you suddenly found the money so old poor people keep their dentures and their diapers, and they're calling this like smoke and mirrors, that first you have no money and voila, hey, we got the money. And how do you respond to this smoke and mirrors kind of criticism?
Well, clearly, you have to realize that they don't have access to the same information all the time. I mean, our numbers come in just a little at a time, a lot at a time. As we go along, our revenues start to show, then they drop, then they increase. We're trying to make adjustments in this budget. It is a dynamic thing. It is not a constant. You can't come up and say in January, well, this is the way we're going to go, and not be flexible enough to accept the idea that when revenues change coming into the state, we can have a different outcome. Hopefully, that's what we're doing. But to be critical and say that your feet have to be in concrete, as I hear them doing, tells me that their head is in concrete, not their feet.
Why did you not put an end date for the special session?
Well, because we have, as you just mentioned, the issue of race to the top for the education funding, which hasn't been agreed upon yet. We have the water resolution issue, which, as of yet, has not been agreed upon. So, Sam, I think you've answered your own question when you asked me about those two issues and why they weren't. They will be in the session. Why we don't put an end on the session is because we have these critical items that we want to get resolved, that we need to have resolved in a special session. You know, the last thing I want to do is to have them interrupt their work to come back into special session for a day or two to solve these problems. Let us solve the budget, do these other items that are critical to the future of the state of Nevada, and go home.
So you're not anticipating several special sessions?
Well, I'm not anticipating them, but they may work out that way if we can't get our work done here because they refuse to deal with it.
I understand that you have a new veto stamp.
I have a brand new veto stamp, and I plan to use it if they decide to change the call of the session.
Governor,
and we're out of time. I apologize. Thank you so much for doing this.
Sam.
We always appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you, Sam. Ray, thank you. Sorry you didn't get your last question in.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Time to take care of that unwanted hair? What are your options? You can rip it out, pluck it, melt it away with harsh chemicals, pay for costly laser treatments, or that old standby shaving. Ouch! Well, the days of old-fashioned hair removal are gone for good. Now that hair will go away with Smooth Away, the fastest-selling, most popular women's product in Europe. You'll smooth away unwanted hair in moments and exfoliate at the same time.
I don't have to shave. I don't have to shave ever.
It's gone. That's pretty cool.
So smooth. And it works so easy.
Each Smooth Away pad is covered with superfine crystals that buff away unwanted hair, leaving your skin so soft and incredibly smooth. Use the full-size Smooth Away pad for your legs, arms, underarms, and the small one for smaller areas, like the upper lip and chin. Smooth Away works wonders on sensitive areas like the bikini line and will never leave those unsightly razor bumps. To use Smooth Away, just buff lightly and the hair is gone. It's amazing. Best of all, Smooth Away works in just seconds and is 100% pain-free. And because Smooth Away exfoliates as you use it, your skin will feel incredibly smooth and soft, just begging to be touched. Oh, and Smooth Away works great for guys, too. Finally, there's a real answer to easy, safe, painless, and oh-so inexpensive hair removal. Because now anyone can enjoy perfectly smooth skin with Smooth Away. To order, call our toll-free number and we'll rush you the complete Smooth Away system. The large Smooth Away for legs and arms. The mini Smooth Away for lips, chin, and sensitive areas. Plus, four large and four small replacement pads so you always look smooth. This package sells in Europe for $40 or more, but buying direct, it's yours for $14.99. But wait, call right now and we'll double the entire offer and give you a second Smooth Away set absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. That's right, two Smooth Away sets and $80 value for only $14.99. So call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the show as a podcast free of charge from iTunes. Continue our coverage from the Capital City.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest will be Senator Steve Horsford of Las Vegas, the Democrat and the Senate Majority Leader.
We'll see you